In the new novel Rabbit Moon, author Jennifer Haig writes a drama set in Shanghai about a fractured American family with secret lives and an unbreakable bond between two sisters. 4 years after their bitter divorce, Claire and Aaron Litvak get a phone call that no parent is prepared for. Their 22-year-old daughter, Lindsay, teaching English in China during a college gap year, has been critically injured in a hit-and-run accident. At a Shanghai hospital, they wait at her bedside, hoping for the best and preparing for the worst, as that accident unearths a deeper fissure in the family. The novel is Rabbit Moon. Jennifer Haig is the author, and she is our guest on the roundtable this morning. Jennifer, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
So, given your background, I am curious of what brought you, novelistically speaking, to Shanghai.
It was a complete surprise. So, Rabbit Moon is my eighth book. It's my seventh novel. And it's the first one I have set in a foreign place. At the time, I was working on an earlier book, Mercy Street, and I got a fellowship to go to China on a cultural exchange. It was my first time traveling in China, and I imagined I would do what I always do when I travel, which is just to continue writing the book I'm working on. But when I got to Shanghai, it was very clear to me this was not going to happen. It was simply not possible to block out my surroundings, and truly, I didn't want to. It was such a mind-blowing experience. It so lit up my brain that I wanted to be where I was. So I didn't want to be writing a novel set in Boston where I live. I couldn't even remember what Boston looked like. I wanted to be in Shanghai. So if I was going to write anything at all in those 3 months, it would have to be a story set there.
So the story, this family drama that is set, did that come to you rather quickly once you had made that decision?
Yes and no. It had to come quickly because I had a short space of time. I had only 3 months. So I made a lot of decisions more quickly than I normally would do in the writing of a novel. That said, there were strands of the story that I had been ruminating over for a long time. For instance, in this American family that the story centers on, there is a younger daughter who was adopted as an infant from a Chinese orphanage. And that question of international adoption has been an interest of mine for some time. I have close friends and family members, adopted daughters from China. And so I've seen several different iterations of how this international adoption story might unfold. So it was something I'd already thought to write about in some way. It wasn't until I got to Shanghai that I made some of those connections in my mind. So the story opens with a young American woman, 22 years old, named Lindsay, who has gone to China ostensibly to teach English. She's dropped out of college. She's somewhat estranged from her parents. She's gone to China to teach English. And early in the novel, this is not a spoiler, because it literally happens like on page two.
Yeah, very quickly.
She's hit by a car. It's a hit and run accident. And that is where the story begins. So everything arises out of that one event, all the consequences of that accident.
And something that really looks of how that accident, and it seems that this is something that you are really interested in, of how one event can really unearth all of this stuff, these deep fractures within a family.
Yes. You know, for me, a novel always begins with a moment after which nothing will ever be the same. That's something I always think about. And in the case of Rabbit Moon, it's very clear what that event is. It is this car accident, this hit and run early in the book. But as you say, this brings up other such moments in this young woman's past. So after the accident, her parents do what any parent would do if they have the means. You'd get on a plane and go to China and find out what's happened to your child. And that's what her parents do. So that's the introduction to her parents, Aaron and Claire. And over time, you begin to learn a little bit about what has gone so very wrong in this family, why Lindsay wants nothing to do with her parents, why she's gone halfway around the world to be away from them. So you learn about another critical moment in her past where everything kind of went off the rails.
You go back and forth in time and alternate points of view. And that seems necessary in the story, right? To give you the full picture as to how we get to this moment.
Yes. In my experience, it's usually necessary to do that in a novel. Maybe that's just the way I work. But I find that it's rare for any one character to know all the good parts of the story. So you need several different points of view. I'm also interested in the ways we remember the past differently. It's that phenomenon of going to Thanksgiving dinner with your adult siblings. Someone brings up an event from your childhood, and no two people recall it exactly the same way. And that is true with this family, the Litvaks. They have very different takes on what went wrong in the marriage, what went wrong in the family, why Lindsay is the way she is. So I'm interested in those gaps, those discrepancies between different family members' memories.
And as mentioned before, you bring us right into Shanghai. And Shanghai is such a part of the novel and so vivid within the pages of the novel. It's hard to believe that it could be written about another place.
It couldn't. You know, Shanghai is in many ways the main character of the story. And this also has to do with the way the writing process, the way I actually wrote the story, which for me was very unusual. I have never been that writer who can sit in a cafe with a latte and scribble down pages and be in my imaginary world. Typically, when I'm at home in Boston, I need to hole up in a quiet place wearing earplugs over which I wear those earmuffs that construction workers wear to block out my surroundings. This was very different. For the first time in my writing life, I was able to work in public spaces. And of course, that has everything to do with not speaking Chinese, not being tempted to eavesdrop because I couldn't possibly do that. So I was free to sit in a tea house, to sit in a public park or a train station and write my story. And because of that, the novel is full of all the ambient stimuli of being in Shanghai, everything I was seeing and smelling and hearing. So it is a very different kind of book for me. It's a very different way of writing.
That's so graphic when you think about it, those ambient factors that are around and just the din of the novel, of the sound. And yes, as you hear it, it's very much there, while it's hard to pick out a certain piece of it, which is fascinating.
Yeah, it really is sensory overload. Being in an Asian megacity was a new experience for me. Shanghai is a city of 30 million people. Mm. It's hard to conceive of it even. It makes New York feel like a sleepy cow town. It's such a big city and so vibrant, and people are living at such close quarters. There's such population density that you kind of feel it in your body. Riding the subway in Shanghai is an experience like nothing I've ever encountered. And it is that kind of constant presence of multitudes that I was feeling the whole time I was there, and that is present in the story.
When you think about the, I want to ask about Grace, a character in the book, Grace, and how special this character is in the telling of the overall story, especially when it comes to Lindsay's story.
Yes. Grace is really central to the story. She is Lindsay's much younger sister. She's 11 years younger and was adopted from a Chinese orphanage. So she and Lindsay have this huge age difference, and yet they're extremely close. In this dysfunctional family, this is the one truly loving, functional relationship. Lindsay and Grace stay in close touch even after Lindsay has gone to China. Grace is also significant because that was the beginning of Lindsay's own fascination with China. After they adopted Grace, Lindsay became fascinated with Chinese culture, wanted to learn the Chinese language. It is entirely because Grace is her sister that she wanted to go to China in the first place. So these two sisters have very different relationships to China. Lindsay, the older biological daughter, is fascinated with China. Grace, the adopted Chinese daughter, wants nothing to do with learning Chinese or calligraphy lessons or traditional dance lessons. Her parents try very hard to make her aware of Chinese culture, and Grace will have none of it. She wants nothing to do with it. So the contrast between these two sisters was so interesting to me, and also just the closeness, the tenderness of that relationship.
Do you think you'll go back into the silence to write the next novel, or have you have accepted that idea of working in a public place?
You know, I'm already working on the next book, and I am back in my silent studio space. I think in order to continue writing in public spaces, I'd have to go to another country where I understand not a word of the language.
Right.
There are plenty of such countries, but, you know, traveling in Europe, I can't really do that. I speak French. I understand a fair amount of Italian, German, Spanish. So I'm very distracted writing in cafes in those places. I would need to do maybe, I don't know, go to an Arabic-speaking country or a Japanese, you know, go to Japan or to Korea. I would need to get away from language I recognize because I'm an obsessive eavesdropper.
An obsessive eavesdropper, but so acute in being able to pick up on the mood of the room, right?
Yeah, that's part of it. And, you know, when you don't understand the language, you are forced to pay close attention to other cues. So in a perverse way, it made me a better observer. Also, when you're traveling to a place that is wholly unfamiliar and culturally so very different, you have fresh eyes.
Mm.
And it's really hard to have fresh eyes when you're in your familiar surroundings. I'm not sure you can. So I became a different kind of observer working in China. And now back in the U.S., I'm you know, falling back on my old habits.
Jennifer Haig is our guest. The name of the new novel is Rabbit Moon. It is published by Little Brown. Jennifer, thank you so much for being with us. A delight to have you on the program, and best of luck.
Thank you, Joe.
I thank you. Again, the name of the book is Rabbit Moon. It is published by Little Brown. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.